Innisfail. The family of a young, murdered Bowden woman gathered with the community in Innisfail Saturday to raise awareness about domestic violence and intimate partner abuse. During the inaugural Innisfail March Against Domestic Violence and Intimate Partner Abuse on October 2, Ashley Christopherson begged victims to not feel ashamed or embarrassed and implored them to seek help. If there is one tiny thing that you can take with you today, something that will stick with all of you, and I can say this with 1000% certainty, your loved ones would rather help you through this storm than plan your funeral, Christopherson told the crowd gathered at Centennial Park. Her younger sister, Kirsten Gardner, was found dead on March 22 in her Bowden apartment. She died 18 days after her 25th birthday, leaving behind two young sons, a large family, an amazing group of friends and a job she loved. Her boyfriend at the time, Ross Aaron McGinnis, is charged with first-degree murder. The charge hasn't been proven in court. The family recently laid Kirsten's ashes to rest at the Westerdale Cemetery west of Olds, near to where her parents, Brian and Patty Gardner, live. I'm fairly confident when I say that everyone in Kirsten's life was completely shocked to find out what she had endured at the hands of her abuser. None of us knew, Christopherson said. Flanked by her parents as well as other family members as she spoke to the crowd, Christopherson also had a message for the general community. Start holding your friends, family, coworkers and acquaintances accountable for their behavior. Speak up if you are aware of something that is going on. Stop minding your own business. Stop looking the other way. Stop being complacent. She implored the crowd to stop victim blaming. Our first response as a society when confronted with domestic violence is the question, if it was so bad, why didn't they leave? The attitude that it's the victim's fault for not leaving when in reality these violent offenders shouldn't be given the chance to hurt someone in the first place. A moment of silence was held for Kirsten during the ceremony. Town of Innisfail Deputy Mayor Gavin Bates recited a message from Mayor Jim Roman as well as offering his own sentiments, and a member of Innisfail Victim Services also spoke. Tyrell Robinson and Erica Fetterly with EFP Studio MCD. The event, while opening remarks were given before a march to downtown and back was set to begin. Participants were guided in their walk by a path of purple balloons. Donations collected at the event will be given to Mountain View Emergency Shelter Society's Building Fund. During the event, Kirsten's father told the crowd he's getting involved in building a shelter in Olds for area residents who need a safe place to stay when exiting an abusive relationship.